excuse me.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's Ken Shepherd. It's about 9 o'clock in the morning, California time. Pretty hot day today. The call-in number for this show today is 347-989-1329. I'm going to read a disclaimer so you guys have that in your files. Please note that this show is intended only for the listeners. All information investment-wise contained in the show has been secured by sources. Creative Flips and Ken Shepherd believe are reliable, but make no representations or warranties expressed or implied as to the accuracy of the information. The views, opinions, conclusions, and other information expressed in this show are not the responsibility of Creative Flips, Inc. or Ken Shepherd in any manner. Creative Flips and Ken Shepherd accept no responsibility or liability for the content of the show or for the consequences of any action taken on the basis of the information provided in the show. Creative Flips, Inc. and Ken Shepherd recommends that you consult with a financial advisor, attorney, accountant, or any other professional that can help you understand and assess the risks associated with any investment opportunity. Okay, so that's the disclaimer. So I'm Ken Shepherd. I've been doing these shows now for a few weeks. I've been in real estate about 30-odd years, closed about $26 million recently, doing a lot of stuff, seeing some very exciting things. And we just put up a soft proof of funds also for up to $500 million to purchase real estate assets that are distressed. That can go to an attorney, CPA, bank, securities officer, title, or escrow officer. You can reach us at www.creativeflips.west.com. Our phone number 24/7 is 310-358-7087. During 9 to 5 California time, you can reach me in the morning all the way to the afternoon at 818-585-9706, which is my cell. If you do call the cell, the office, or send an email to FCI@pacbell.net, please make sure that you write down that you heard about us from, or tell us on the call that you heard about us from Blog Talk Radio, and make sure you leave your number or send your phone number. We'll get back in touch with you, or we'll email you back. Our Twitter account is the at symbol Ken Shepherd, KENSHEPPARD. If you go to our website, you can become a member, look around, join with us, and become part of our family. We're really starting to get some great responses. I mean, a lot of people are listening in the archives. I have a meeting today with a guy who heard about us, and he has like hundreds of thousands of people that are users on his site, and it's a real estate site, and he wants me to hook up with him so that all of his site members will know about what we're doing, and I think that's just great. You can always listen to the shows in the archives, learn anything that we have to offer of our 35 years of experience. We're here to help. Of course, all this stuff is free on the show and on the site. Let's see, what else can I tell you guys? So we've been talking a lot about different ways that you can buy property, find investors, and do all kinds of things that have to do with real estate. And part of the real estate process that goes well beyond real estate itself is relationships. And more as important as relationships, and of course they're very important, family and all that kind of good stuff, absolutely very, very important. But what you really need to learn how to do and what's really going to excite your real estate experience is a networking environment. What do I mean by networking? Networking is very simple. It's connecting with other people that have a similar mindset to you so that you can grow together. Now, that can be like when you go to school and you take a class, everybody in the class chose that class, so they all have a common interest in that class if it's an elective. Like if when I was in marching band in school, we all chose marching band, so we all enjoyed marching band together, and we became friends, many of us. The same thing holds true with anything in the world, whether it be if you're interested in being around a group of people that all like collie dogs, or you're interested in Corvette cars, a friend of mine belongs to a Corvette car club, or if you're interested in real estate, or investing, or finance, or stocks, or whatever. And there's all kinds of ways that you can meet people in networking. You can go to conferences. And, of course, the first thing you have to think about is how much does it cost to go to all these things, right? Well, obviously, some things are expensive. You know, conferences sometimes can be expensive. People want you to come and take, you know, $1,000 weekends and all that kind of stuff. And you meet people that way, certainly. But let's talk about ways you can do it at no cost, because this show is called Making Money in Real Estate with No Money. Well, excuse me, Making Money in Real Estate when you have no money. Okay? Okay. So there's a lot of different ways that you can network for free. One of the easiest things you can do is look on the internet and go into your Google search and put in the words Meetup, M-E-E-T-U-P. Meetup is a group of, they set up a website essentially where they put people together that have like interests, okay? And then they let you know when they're going to have meetings of those groups. I've been to some real estate ones here. I've met some really great people. One specifically has become a good friend, the guy who led the group or leads the group even today. They have about 300 people now, but you can go to meetups anywhere. So if you just put Meetup Las Vegas, Meetup Los Angeles, Meetup Texas, Meetup Dallas, whatever it might be, you'll find meetups, and they're free. And you go and you meet with people. I think actually they're probably $5. I think they ask for a donation. When the one I went to was $5, but everybody pretty much, you know, I think had the option to pay that. I think that was optional. And also, a lot of them, I think, are free. And then, of course, there's other events that happen from that, and you meet people in those kinds of environments that, you know, you can exchange business cards with and you can grow with. The other thing we like a lot is real estate investment clubs. They have those all over the country, in most major cities, and you can go to real estate investment clubs on the internet, and you can find them that way. You can also go to various websites inside the internet. Just put in investment clubs in your city, and real estate investment clubs in your city, or just real estate in your city, and you'll find different people that are involved in real estate. And of course, every time you make a phone call, or every time you make a connection, or hand somebody your business card, you're building your network. And your network is going to be all those people that you have that you can turn to as resources. We're obviously in your network, okay? And you can turn to us as a resource to help you get deals done. That's why we do these shows, to hopefully see more deals happen and help more people get things done, okay? You can also network with certain kinds of people. If you want to network with just accountants, you can go to things accountants do, or you can go to a meetup with a bunch of accountants. If you want to network with people that are just investors, you can go to meetups for investors, or you can join investor network groups, or you can do all kinds of stuff. You can go onto the internet and you can go into papersourceonline.com and you can meet all kinds of people that are doing all kinds of things in real estate and all kinds of things in loans and paper and all kinds of stuff like that. Paper meaning, of course, the notes against the property. You can also, of course, if you want to meet a bunch of escrow officers, go to a meetup and meet a bunch of escrow officers, or just get to know some and go visit with them in their offices, call them up on the phone. I mean, the phone can be a wonderful tool. The thing about the telephone is, unless you know and you're comfortable with the phone or you know who you're calling, you are making a cold phone call, and that's always difficult. A lot of people find it very difficult. Some people don't, but most people do. And so you can also, of course, send business cards to people or little flyers in the mail to say you want to connect with all the accountants in the area. You can certainly send them a flyer or a business card or a letter or whatever you want to do. And some will respond. Most won't, to be honest with you, but some will. I would say you're going to probably get a 3 to 5% return in terms of the people that will come back. If you write 20 letters, you'll get one back, maybe two. That's just the average. Maybe you'll get five. Maybe you won't get any. You just never know. But that's kind of how we look at that. Now, as far as what to do in terms of networking and what to do, obviously it's very important, I think, to have an email address and maybe a separate email address for your real estate stuff, separate from maybe what you do with your family. You can also have, of course, a website. And there's a website service that's free that I use. Doesn't have any hosting costs at all. It's not the most expensive, fancy service and all that kind of good stuff. but it does get the job done, and it's a website that we've used for quite a while, and it's called webs.com, W-E-B-S.com. It's a free website, so you can go to create your own website there. I learned how to do that. It was a little difficult, but I learned how to do that rather than pay somebody to do it. So, again, no cost. I keep talking about things that don't cost anything because I think that's very important. A lot of people don't have the money, so this is ways to do things with no cost. So there's different services on the web that are free. Some of them cost $10 a year or something or whatever. This one's free. You obviously have to have the name of your company or what you're going to call yourself that's going to be on your website. Our company's called Creative Flips, so our website is www.creativeflips.webs.com. And you can, you know, do all kinds of stuff with your site and change it as you need to and update it and have members join you and all kinds of stuff. And that could be a wonderful networking tool. Now, of course, you can get into very specific and very sophisticated stuff with social media and networking and stuff, but you can also set up a Twitter account. That's free. You can also set up a Facebook page. That's free. You can also go to LinkedIn and join. That's free. And LinkedIn is a great site because you meet a lot of neat people and you can make a lot of networking connections. And we have people every day asking us to join our LinkedIn account. And again, that was all free. I didn't pay for any of this stuff. Okay. And then you can, of course, just go to places where you think that people are going to be at that you believe you have things in common with. If you want to meet a lot of contractors, go to a contractor's meetup or just go hang out with, if you see a job site and they're building on the job site, you know, stop and say hello to the general contractor or, you know, get the phone number of the general contractor if they're not there and give them a call and say hi. You know, and obviously they're out doing something. If they're out building, let's say you need a contractor that's building houses or rehabbing houses and you don't know anybody and you happen to drive by a property that there's a rehab going on, you know, stop and say hi. And always have business cards with you, always, 24/7. Make sure you have business cards with you in your car, in your office, in your pocket, so people can reach to you. Because lots of people are going to ask you for your business card, and you want to make sure you have cards. Cards are also very, very inexpensive. If you go on the internet and you go to free business cards, there's sites that you can get free business cards except for shipping, I think. And because on the back of their card, of course, has the name of their company, so they're getting some advertising from your cards, and so that's the exchange for them. Really nice cards. I use them. Again, I'm into a lot of things that don't cost anything because I get tired of people telling, you know, everything has to be $1 zillion because it doesn't, okay? Another way you can network is you can go to, you can advertise in the Craigslist that you're looking for investors and investors will call you or you're looking to network in your local area and then people will call you or they'll reach out to you by email. I think email is really important today because a lot of people, they won't return a phone call. It's real interesting, but they will send you back an email. And even more so, they'll send you a text. I think people more and more are moving away from email and into the text environment for transmitting information to each other. Now, if you don't have a cell phone or you don't have texting on your cell phone, don't worry about it because you can always just have, you know, regular answering service like we do as well. At our office, and you know, you could also have you know a cell phone if you want or whatever. And their cell phones even are very cheap. Of course, they're not free, but you know the use of the service is you know not very expensive. But you know, if you're what I'm trying to focus on is helping people that have no money at all. So if you go to you could actually go to a library. I think you can go to the library and get on the internet. I don't think it costs anything or a school, and you can set up your free website. You can network with people, and you can have them email you all for free, and then you can email them back. So if you can't, let's say you don't even have a telephone, and you just, you know, you can go to the internet, go to the library, set up your email account, have people email you, and respond to them by email, and then get to know them. You know, go sit down with them or talk to them or whatever. And, you know, this is how you build a business. It's true in any business, whether it's real estate or otherwise. But it is a very big part of making money in real estate is networking. And if you have the ability to network, that's really good. There's a lot of books on the subject. You can, of course, put it in the internet, networking books, and a lot of stuff will come up, and articles will come up, and you can read about how to network, and you can read how different people have done it. You can read about how they, what they consider important. Obviously, social media has now become a very big part of what we're doing today, how we all interconnect. I was listening to a news broadcast this morning, and they were talking about a site called Pinterest or something. I don't know. There's just a site where people just share information about scrapbooking. I mean, it's like hundreds of thousands of people on the site and millions of users or whatever, and they just share information. We are in an information age where people share information, whether they share it in groups, whether they share it on websites. You know, people are they're clustering around subjects, and that's how they become friends, or that's how they become connected, because they get involved in things that are very specific as to their interest. Like if you're interested in skiing, you know, you can put a meetup skiing Los Angeles, in my case, you probably find people that like to ski, and then you get together with them and you talk about skiing. And you talk about other things because you become friends, but you have at least a common bond. And real estate is the same way. It's a common bond. And you can learn a lot from people in these networking environments. Some people will come that are experts. Some people will come that are not. People will come that have never bought property before. People will come that have bought, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of, if not millions of dollars worth of units or properties or houses or shopping centers or whatever. Now, you can even get more specific. If you say you want to meet a bunch of people that buy shopping centers, put in shopping centers, meet up investors in your city. And maybe you find something that way. You may find different ways to do it. You can talk to different companies that are involved in a particular business and get to know them by going to conferences. Now you say to yourself, okay, these conferences are really expensive. Well, that's true. They are. Sometimes they could be $500 or $1,000 a day or more. And you go, my goodness, I don't have that kind of money. So you know what you do? You go to the conference, you find a place to park your car, maybe a little way away, or you have somebody drop you off, okay? Or take a bus if you don't, you know, or whatever. Just get to the conference and make sure you look, you know, presentable, because obviously they're more likely than not in nice hotels and things like that. And just sit in the bar, and that's free, and order, I don't know, a Diet Coke or something for a couple of dollars. And then just watch for the people that come in that have the badges on, because most of the time you go to these conferences, they're all wearing a badge. And they're all there because they want to do two things. They want to improve their business, and they want to meet more people. So if you want to go to let's say you want to meet a bunch of real estate investors, and they're having a big conference in your area, and it costs like $100 to go for the day, and you say, I don't have $100 to go for the day. Okay, well, then go to the conference and go into the areas where the people are congregating that are part of the conference and sit and just have a Coke or introduce yourself. Or maybe you don't even have to have anything to eat or drink. You could just sit at the bar, wait for somebody to come up and just say, you know, you're not, you know, take a magazine to read or something. And people will come up to the bar and order, and you can say hi, and they can say hi, and if they're nice people, they'll say hi, and then you start the conversation with them and say, how you doing? Good. What's going on? How do you like the conference? Good. Great. Well, you know, tell me a little bit about your company, because a lot of people say, oh, great. Well, I do this, and I do that, and I do this, and I do that. And you say, then they'll say they'll ask you what you do. And you say, well, I'm in, you know, real estate, and I'm investing, or you can even say I'm starting, and I'm looking to grow my business and meet people that have, you know, similar mindsets to mine, and, you know, and want to learn more about how to make money in real estate and how to become successful in real estate. And I felt this would be a great place to come to meet people that are already involved with what I want to get involved with. And there are a lot of people that will help you. And not cost at all. Let's see, what else can you do for networking? You can advertise in a paper. Now, a lot of people don't read the newspaper anymore because the newspapers are online, but you can advertise in certainly a lot of online publications, and once again, that's free a lot of times, especially if you go to websites like Paper Source Online and different kinds of purchase websites or buying websites for property and notes, and you just go to there and you just post something saying, I'm a new investor, or if you're an experienced investor, I'm an experienced investor, and what you're looking for. and where you want it and what you're looking to do. And people read those posts all day from all over the world. And you may get calls, or you may get an email, or you may get a text from any place. And so if you set up all these different tools, you'd be amazed what'll happen. I mean, we've had people either, and this is another one, the radio show. I mean, we network through you by talking to you on the radio. And now, most people are learning a lot about us from the archives, because sometimes they can't make the shows because either they're working or they have something else going on in their lives at the time that we're live broadcasting. But we do have people listening live, and we do have people listening in the archives, but the most important thing is we're networking with you in our own way, because we have a Twitter account, we have a Facebook page, and we post to those every time we do a show, and people know we're doing the shows, and people that read our Facebook page and our Twitter account get in touch with us or watch us, or excuse me, or listen to us from this or from that. And we're also, you know, bringing in guests, which I think is also good for networking. And at the end of the day, you want to just have a lot of people around you that build your business base. And you want to make sure you're very, very courteous and you're very polite all the time. I said yesterday, use the words like gracious and kind and, you know, appreciate and, you know, things like that. People appreciate that stuff. When you say, thank you very much, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me, people will say that's really cool, that they really like that you did that. You didn't just say thanks, goodbye. You know, take 30 seconds to say thank you, always. Try and be respectful of people. Do unto others as you want them to do unto you. It may seem silly, but it's really true. And by doing that, you'll find that a lot of times you'll get a whole lot more done. And people might refer you to something. You know, always ask for referrals. Everybody you talk to, say, is there anybody else you know that maybe would be good for me to get to know? That's all. And just get to know people that they know. Because when you go to somebody and they introduce you to somebody else, it's an easier introduction because you're coming through somebody they already know. Whereas when you go by yourself and you don't know anybody and you're kind of going into a cold environment, it's a whole lot different, and you have to be a lot more, they have to trust you more. But if they come, like yesterday, I had a situation where I was talking to a lawyer and he was going to send me a bunch of documents, and I said, do you want me to sign a confidentiality agreement? He said, no. I said, are you sure? He goes, yeah, because you come referred. Well, I thought that was really nice. They sent me all the documents. Now I'm reading through them. And the point is, he would never have sent me those documents without a confidentiality agreement, except that he met me through somebody that he trusts. So through that trust that's passed on to me, we now have that relationship with him. And now he's part of our network. And I go to meetings just like I'm talking about. The things I tell you guys are the things I do. I go to meetings 3 or 4 times a month to meet with people that have a lot of money or are investors or different kinds of things in real estate and business. I go to conferences, and I've met with people, and just like I said to you, in the lobby. I get invited to conferences. Sometimes when you go to these conferences, there's like a box to fill in, you know, where they say, if you're interested in coming to the next one, let us know. And you might find out that they'll then get you on a mailing list, and then you'll get invited to things where it doesn't cost you anything at all. I mean, I've had that happen where I got invited recently to a big sports conference, because I like to get involved with talking to people in the sports world, because they have a lot of money and they're also very interesting people, and their careers are short-lived and they always have to find other things to do after they finish sports. So I got invited to the sports conference, and I called them up and I said, is there any charge to come to this? Because obviously I want to know if there's a charge so I can, you know, register and stuff like that if I want to go. And they said, no, there's no charge at all. Just come. I said, what about parking? They said, no, that's covered. I said, well, what, you know, how long does it go for the day? Starting around 2. I said, oh, you guys, what time does it end? Well, it ends around 9. So you think to yourself, well, it goes from 2 to 9. That's a long time. I said, well, what happens in the conference? Oh, we have some meetings and then we have some breaks. I said, okay, great. So what are the meetings about? Oh, they're different, you know, sports topics and finance topics and things with social media and things like that. So I said, oh, okay. So you guys, can you send me like a itinerary of the meeting, or, you know, what's going to happen on that schedule? And they said, sure. So they emailed me the schedule. And what do you know? The schedule is a meeting. First, it has networking at the beginning. Okay, there's a little like a half hour beforehand, check in, have a cup of coffee, network. Once again, no cost. Network, network, network. Okay? The next thing that happened was a meeting. Now, you can go to the class, you know, you can go to the meeting, or you don't have to, which is on a subject that, you know, like whether it's about, you know, sports and Twitter or whatever. So you go to these things, and another opportunity to network and also meet the people that are speaking, because at the end, they're hanging out with their business cards and want to network with you. Okay? So then, right after that, what do they have between the meeting and the next meeting? Networking. What else do they have between the meeting and the next meeting? Sodas, cookies, pastries, all kinds of stuff. How much does it cost? Nothing. Okay? Then you have the next meeting. Okay? By this point, you probably had enough cookies and pastries and stuff. So the next time around, they serve hors d'oeuvres. How much does that cost? Nothing. Then you go to another meeting. Then they finish the meetings. This goes on like three or four times until they're done with the meetings. The meetings end around 6 o'clock. What do you think happens at 6 o'clock? A networking conference. You're just hanging out outside in the summer with all people that you met from that day or other people that show up, because it was at a hotel, a big hotel down here in L.A. And what do you think they did at that? They served more hors d'oeuvres. They served more sodas. They served all kinds of stuff. How much did it cost? Nothing. Everything was hosted. And why do they do that? Well, first of all, they do that because they want you to get to know the people that are hosting it. And the people that are hosting it are doing it to build their advertising. Networking is really no more than another form of advertising. You're getting your name out there. You're getting to meet people. You're building your business. And you're getting to know people in your industry. Okay? And you might meet people that might take you to who knows where with who knows who just by kind of networking. Like, let's say you meet somebody. I had this happen the other day. I had a deal I was working on. I called this girl I knew. I said, do you want to help me with a deal? She goes, no, not really my kind of deal. I said, okay, do you know anybody that might be interested in the deal? Because I always try to remember to ask that, because you never know who they send you to. Well, sure enough, she sent me to a guy who wanted to do exactly what I needed. Exactly. And he very well may do the deal with us. And so, anyways, I have 90 seconds left. So hopefully this has been helpful to you guys about networking. Always be polite. Always network. Ask, ask, ask. Grow, grow, grow. Take your business cards everywhere you go. They can be very simple. They don't have to be fancy. You don't have to even have a business. You could, it's good to have a business name, but if you don't have a business name and you haven't registered your business, which I think isn't very expensive either, you don't have to be a corporation or anything, although it's nice to have one. You know, the bottom line is you want to build your business from your brand. You want to create branding, branding through advertising, branding through networking, branding through name recognition. And sooner or later, people get to know you, and they start to call you. And then you start to do deals, and then you start to make money. So hopefully that's been helpful to you guys. Hopefully it's something that will teach you a little bit about how to get out in the marketplace. And again, all the things we talk about, we do every day. My next phone call right after this is a meeting. My next phone call right after that is to talk to a guy that I met at a conference. Networking. Yesterday, networking with a guy who I met at a conference. How can we work together? What can we do together? Where do we have things in common? And always look for things you have in common with people. That's important. Outside of real estate, their family, their interests, things like that. And show interest in them. So hopefully that's been helpful to you. Thanks a lot. Have a great day. Really appreciate it being with everybody today. Bye-bye.